Please join me in prayer this morning. Father, thank you for our time to this point where we have raised our voices and lifted our hearts to you this morning. Thank you that you are gracious. Thank you that each and every day new mercies are poured into our lives. And thank you for this particular day where we can celebrate what you're doing in people's lives. So, Lord, we come before you this morning, acknowledging with gratitude and open hearts all that you do. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, welcome, and nice to have you here this morning on a celebration Sunday. These are definitely my favorite services to be a part of. But before I get into content, I know I have a short message this morning and for your life groups and as we continue our series of Crossroads. But listen, we have somebody who is being baptized today, and it's a really important transition, a really important day for us to celebrate with them. Please do not leave this place this morning without signing the card that's on the back for them. That back table there, there's a gift for him. There's a card for people to sign. Please bless him today by signing that card before you leave, okay? That's really going to be an important memento of what this day represents, okay? So anyway, we're continuing our series entitled Crossroads, and we're looking at the big questions, the big issues that happen where people stand at a crossroad. They say, do I want to continue in faith, or is this going to jettison my faith altogether, and is this going to make me walk away? And we've looked at a number of really important questions and important topics. But this morning, we're looking at, are we better off without religion? Are we better off without religion? Now, I have to tell you, I'm a bit sensitive to this one because I tend to agree. Come on. Because you're all there, right? Or most of us are there. That if religion promotes hatred or, does stuff that isn't good, we all have a problem with it, don't we? If it, if what the new atheists say about, the downsides of religion, then most of us are there. There's just a potential for religion to do things in people that justifies bad behavior and even evil behavior. And that's the sad part about religion. But we certainly don't go as far as what a lot of the new atheists say, that, religion poisons everything, and religion doesn't poison everything. In fact, there are a lot of positive things about religion. There's a lot of positive things about faith. There's a lot of positive things about having a relationship with God. And this is what we're about. Let's just be really clear about that. I have no interest in promoting hatred or us against them mentality, or in fact, the older I get, the more it's about leading people to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and that's it. Can we just say that? Okay? In fact, I joke all the time that I don't want you inviting people to church. I want you inviting people to learn more about Jesus. And hopefully they will do that here. I'm encouraged to have you invite people to have a relationship with Jesus. You see, when you invite people to church, you know what happens? They come with expectations that, have you ever, I don't know if any of you have been ever in this situation, I wasn't intending to go here, but have you ever been in this situation where somebody comes up to you and it's, you're the pastor, and they come up to you and say, oh, I just invited my friend to church, and I've been asking them for the last 5 years to come to church. You know how intimidating that is? And that's the Sunday where, you know, everybody's tired. You have a message that is on money or something, or, you know, or on hell. You're preaching on hell that day. Anyway, you know, it's just whatever could go wrong normally goes wrong on that particular day. So you just, this person that's invested 5 years in this relationship, and it all boils down to this one Sunday, you know? And that's just really hard, really, really intimidating. So I say to people, invite them to Jesus and to journey with us about finding out more about Jesus. Don't just invite them to church because they're expecting a really good message, a really good, you know, worship time. It's all about, you know, how they felt good about being there, et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, you guys know where I'm going. But that's not what we're about. So does religion poison everything? Now I'm going to do something really unusual. I'm going to use the Bible this morning about you know, what about religion? Okay, if we're going to talk about religion, let's talk about the positive sides of religion. And I'm going to have the Apostle James, you know, prove my point this morning about what it means when we talk about religion that's authentic, religion that is real, faith that is rooted in helping people and moving them to a closer relationship with Jesus. So we're looking at James 1. We're starting at verse 22. I'm just going to read this first section here, and it says, but don't just listen to God's word. Don't just listen to it. You must do what it says. Okay, that's last week's. Okay, I would love to preach last week's, but last week's was a really downer message. Anyway, it doesn't look like we have the PowerPoint this morning, all right? So you guys are going to have to just listen to me and bear with me, okay? Don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourselves. For if you listen to the word and don't obey, it is like glancing at your face in a mirror. You see yourself, walk away, and then forget what you look like. But if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, and if you do what it says and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it. Okay? Now, it's very interesting that, you know, the Apostle James uses the terminology, but if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free. The Greek word there, look carefully, is to look intently, is to stoop down and to investigate it really cautiously and with intent and focus in on it and learn from it. And the law that is talked about in this particular passage of Scripture isn't like the Old Testament law. It's the Word. It is the law which is Jesus Christ, related to the Word of God, who is Jesus. And if you do so, it'll make you free. Now, I don't know about you, but culturally, if I tell people, if you learn more about the Bible, it's going to eventually set you free. Most people are going to balk at that. In fact, most people are going to tell me, I'm already free. What are you telling me that I'm in bondage? I'm already free. This perfect law. Okay? So, James here is advocating, you know, don't just hear the word, but do the good things that encourages you to do. And be mindful of those things. James goes on to say, if you claim to be religious, but don't control your tongue. Now, I don't know about you, but I wasn't expecting that. If you claim to be religious and you don't control your anger, I would have expected. Or if you don't control, you know, what other suggestions, you know?
Temper.
Your
language.
Any, what was that? Okay. In other words, we could put all kinds of things, but it says control your tongue. You are fooling yourself, and your religion is worthless. Okay, I can't control my tongue, but I claim to have this faith. I claim to be religious. But because I can't control my tongue, this religion that I profess is worthless. Now, I don't know about you, but I would not have gone from A to B equals worthless because of that. Then he goes on to say, pure and genuine religion in the sight of God the Father means caring for the orphans and widows in their distress and refusing to let the world corrupt you. Okay? That's pretty, I know about you, that's pretty powerful, you know, section of this really small book, the book of James, that kind of, you know, says to you right away that he's pulling no punches. This is what it looks like. This is you know, all that at the very heart of it, if you claim to be religious, this is what it should look like in a very real way. So as a summary statement of all of that, you know, this is what I want to say as a summary statement, is be mindful of what you say, be mindful of what you do, and be mindful of the influences that impact you. So be mindful of what you say, control your tongue, be mindful of what you do, and be mindful of the influences of what influences you. Okay? I think I made that rhyme. Be mindful of what you say. Yeah, I did. Okay. Be mindful of what influences you. So since it rhymes, it's going to be easy for you to remember that. Okay? Now I don't know about you, but you know, the only time I'm not affected by this is when I'm sleeping. Right? Like, this just affects everything. Right? I can't open my mouth. I can't do anything, and everything that's around me that influences me, I have to have a kind of awareness or discernment about what it is that impacts my relationships and my life. Because that all comes as a package, isn't it? And I think that's the hard part. Can we just say that it's not easy to be a Christian? Can we just admit that? Okay? I don't know about you, but it's easier to be something else religiously than it is to be a Christian. The hardest thing to do is to be a believer who lives faithfully to the teachings and the life of Jesus Christ. Now, I say all of that to say this, is do you... any of you remember the very first message of 2022, and we said this should be the year where we all ask a particular question, and that particular question is, does this bring glory to God? Is everything I do, everything I say, everything that influences me, does it bring glory to God? I think that's a powerful question, and I really feel that at the heart of this particular passage that we looked at this morning, that's kind of the question. That's what helps guard our tongue, that helps guard our actions, that allows us to discern the influences that come into our lives and live in a way that communicates authentic faith to other people. Now, I was going to stand up here and say, you know, people who say that we're better off without religion obviously have no idea what Christianity has brought to the world. If we're talking about education, if we're talking about healthcare, if we're talking about kids running, okay, it's all good. But Christianity has brought so much to the world. Do you know that going to church has been statistically proven to lengthen your life. Do you know it's also been proven to better your relationships, make you a better parent, make you a better human being, all of that kind of stuff. It's supposed to take away more anxiety than in the general population. It's, Christianity is what started all the hospitals, started the educational system, started the orphanages, all of that stuff. Religion improves mental health. The list goes on and on and on and on. And do you know that people of faith give at a much higher percentage to good causes in the society more than any other people group? There are so many advantages to Christianity. Now, in your life group stuff, I'm going to end the message now because we got stuff to celebrate as part of our celebration service. But in your life group material, you've got these other statements about the moral and ethical benefits that Christianity has brought to the world. So, are we better off without religion? No, not really. No, not for sure. Because, authentic faith absolutely changes the world. Okay, may you be blessed today.